This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and really be part of the solution. I mean, seriously, don't be part of the aggravation. And you know what I mean by that. Don't be spewing what the party line is, and don't be spewing the last thing you saw up on Twitter. I want you involved and engaged in a fashion of truth. So you can actually back up what you're saying, back up what you're spewing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and when you get information from us, from me, from us-ins, check it out. I mean that. Check it out. I don't always hit it. Sometimes I hit it wrong. But go up to the website, therealside.com. I want you to sign up for my weekly email blast. If you don't like emails, you prefer what they refer to as text alerts. You can always text us or text TRS, I got to get this right, to 77222, TRS to 77222, and then if it doesn't work, give me a holler. Also, if you're one of those people that ordered, masks from us, we still have them, by the way, finally, and you didn't get it, let me know. I have no way of knowing. If your order fell through the list or fell through, I have no way of knowing. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Say, hey, I never got my mask. Give me your name and address, and I will look into it, and I promise I will get back to you quick. Because I don't want anybody getting beat on this. I don't want the aggravation either as anybody else. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll go through some of the stories from this week, some of the crazy stories. That nobody else, really, truly, check it out. Nobody else is dealing with some of these stories. You may find them touched on at Fox and a few other places. But you really got to beat this stuff up. You know, you can't smoke enough dope to have some of this stuff make sense. Guess who just got hired by MSNBC? Yeah, Lisa Page. Ready for this one? As a legal analyst. Maybe they should have put her on as an illegal analyst. You know what I'm saying? I don't get this at all. I don't know how they do this with a straight face. MSNBC hires controversial ex-SBI lawyer Lisa Page as a legal analyst. Right? I don't... Like, you got to be kidding me. Do they... Is it everybody that has any kind of issue... From a legal standpoint, dark past, I mean, who next? Strzok? They'll give them both show he said, she said, but they were both lying. That would be great. Wouldn't that be a great title for a show? It never stops with these people. Actually, I shouldn't say it. It's not just MSNBC. CNN does it. All of them do it. It's almost like it's a sickness, right? Draws them towards it. They can't stay away from it. They even stayed away from, you know, to show you how disingenuous these guys are. And they are. They're not telling you the truth. CNN, MSNBC, they completely avoided Biden's claim that 10 to 15% of Americans are just not good people. right? Deplorables. We're back to the deplorables thing, aren't we? I hope it bites him so hard that he can't sit down. 10 to 15% of the people out there are not very good. Do I think there's people out there that aren't very good? Sure I am, but not from a political standpoint. And you know that's what he's talking about. Look what he's been saying. Yes, if you don't vote for me, then you're not black. Well, guess what? Hello? Biden held a virtual town hall on Thursday evening with black supporters where he knocked President Trump's divisiveness. Weak leadership, the words of the president, says matter. So when a president stands up and divides people all the time, you're going to get worse. Look, he didn't come. We don't want him as a uniter, if you would. We'll unite ourselves. We've done it before. I want somebody who's going to fight for me. Not fight for what I think is right or wrong, but fight for what really is right or wrong. Because I could be standing right next to a Democrat of two totally different outlooks on how this whole thing went down with BLM. Whether these were okay protests or not. Look at CNN's Chris Cuomo. Known to most of us as Fredo. Right, Chris Cuomo, he says, hey, there's no guarantee of a peaceful protest. You, Chris, the law, the Constitution, you have a right to live in peace. You don't have a right. You have a right to protest, but you don't have a right to spray paint my building, to smash the windows to my store, to steal the stuff in my store. You don't have that right. Show me where you have that right in the Constitution. I love them. All of a sudden, they've all become constitutional experts. When Barack Obama was president, they couldn't find the Constitution. If you threw it on their desk right in front of them and marked it and rolled it open for them, they couldn't find it. It's just amazing. Do we really think this is as good as we can be as a nation, he said? I don't think the vast majority of people think that Biden went on. There are probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people out there who are just not very good people. But that's not who we are. Now, here's the thing. Doesn't it depend on your point of view? Right? They thought Donald Trump was terrible and xenophobic for not allowing the Chinese planes to land here. When we find out now, they were sending infected people all across the globe. Nobody's apologized to Trump. They're not gonna. Trump Senior Host, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anybody know who Dave Dorn was?
David Dorn, really? He was the black police officer that was killed in the looting. I wonder when they're going to have the memorial service for him. No, really. Five, it looked like. Five black thugs killed him. Black on black violence. But he was a cop. Retired cop, actually. So chances are he won't get any love. Guaranteed money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just get back to what we were talking about before the break. Uncle Joe or Joey Biden. Joey B, as I've been lovingly calling him recently, claims that 10 to 15% of Americans are just bad.
other bad people out there? Yeah. Do I know the percentage? No. But I bet you he won't call anybody that was protesting that tore up, burnt down, smashed personal property. I'll bet you he didn't say anything about them, right? See, they didn't cover Tara Reid, right? The sexual assault? None of that. I think they gave seconds to it by the time it got done. Nothing on you. So, if you don't think that there's bias going on here, I mean, seriously, if you're a Democrat, you're sneakily listening to my show, I hope I make you nuts. Because this is bias at its best, depending on what side you're on, right? And you claim that Fox News is biased. And yet, you've got several networks that are so obviously, that this, your message isn't selling, and you guys are too dull to figure it out. With all your networks combined, that are 100% on your side, they're still kicking your butt. Fox is still kicking your butt. Even though we're losing Fox, they're still kicking your butt. Isn't it funny how little old me, I don't have a degree in anything, and you look at Fox News, and the conservative shows are the top-ranking shows. The ones that are slipping, like the Cavuto's of the world, they're slipping in audience, too. Right? CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CDFG, they are just in the toilet to begin with. Fox News, the top Fox News shows, like, I guess Hannity, Ingram, Tucker, all those other shows combined do not beat them, any one of those shows, in the ratings. But they can't figure it out. They can't put it together and figure it out. It's because, and they keep saying, this I think is funny, that Fox is lying so much or telling people what they want to hear so much or whatever. Somehow there's some kind of magic spell that comes out of the TV set, pulls these people over. They've got people believing fake news. And all those other news sources together. You know what it is? Listen, I know nobody from CNN or MSNBC is listening. Because you guys are so obvious about your fakeness. You're so obvious about your lies. Do you know why President Trump now has got a 40% approval rating from the black community? Is because you're helping him. You're his tool. You're his engine to get the real message out. How do you hold up? You guys are for black people. I love this. You're for the black community. Chris Cuomo, you're for the black community. Yeah, my butt. How do you show pictures of black communities being decimated by Black Lives Matter, who claim they care about black lives, even though they're willing to destroy black lives? You get a bunch of white kid punks that are out there that are, They're out there destroying these businesses, and you're talking about what a great movement this is. Right? Let's seriously think about it. And that makes perfect sense to you. Well, you got to crack some eggs to make an omelet. No, you don't have to destroy a black community to save a black community. Some of those people, those videos that I've been playing, they've been there since they were little kids. They grew up in what they call the ghetto at times. And they cleaned it up. And they made it a better place to live. And they fought so their kids would have a better education, a better neighborhood to grow up in. Unlike many areas in Chicago where you can't go out and play ball, your kids can't run around the street over the weekend for fear of being shot. But you keep electing them. You keep bringing them back. I showed you the one about Baltimore where the embezzler, the one who already had to resign because he was embezzling money from senior citizens, is number one as the one it looks like they're gonna elect back into office. How? How do you justify that? I can't figure it out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, can you tell I'm having a hard time with this? Because I can't understand any of it. It doesn't make any, it just doesn't make any sense. All right, back to Joey. When you talk, well, forget Joey B. I'm done with him. I don't know. Good friend of mine that's on the air in Texas. Right? Sam Malone. Look him up. No, not the Cheers guy. He doesn't believe that Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. I don't know. I have a different thought process. These people know how to play the game. If Joe Biden gets the nomination, picks the vice president that they want him to pick, and then Joey's going to get sworn in, and within a couple of months he's going to say he's having some issues, he's got to go, he's got to retire, whatever. And then the VP will become the president. So if you want to know who's calling the shots in Joey B's game, watch who he picks for VP. Anyway, latest Rasmussen poll shows that black approval for Trump surges to over 40%. Now, Rasmussen tracks this on a daily basis, a lot of this stuff on a daily basis. I'm not a big poll person. You guys already know that. But since the left is big on polls, I want to call this one out in particular. Right? They say that the daily poll, Rasmussen says the daily poll approval of the job for real Donald Trump is now over 40%. The full results of the poll haven't been published yet, but the number suggests that the media's campaign to frame Trump's response to the riots as draconian, racist, and completely failed. Really funny. Doesn't matter what the man does, it's wrong. Think about it. Doesn't matter. I brought up the fact that Obama put troops in Baltimore, and that was okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump reiterated his stance that NFL players should not kneel in protest during the national anthem in a tweet supporting New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees' recent comments about protest. Brees drew criticism after he told Yahoo Finance that he did not agree with disrespecting the flag by kneeling during the anthem. Breeze apologized for his comments in an Instagram post. Breeze's comments were decried as ignorant, and his apology was criticized as hollow by many, including former teammate Lamar Lewis, who wrote that Breeze did not care enough to pick a side in the fight for justice because he was only comfortable with his own little bubble. In a tweet from President Trump, he said, "I'm a big fan of Drew Breeze. I think he's truly one of the greatest quarterbacks, and he should not have been taken back from his original stance on honoring our magnificent American flag." Trump added, "There are other things you can protest, but not our great American flag." This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
All right, some of you saw that. I was not a Corona cop, I promise. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And that's truly what you need to be. You really do need to be part of the solution. You know, because there's so much going on. So, well, actually, let's just be honest about it. There's so much misinformation out there that it would be great to make sure that some of you guys, including myself, I get you guys nail me on a regular basis. You send me stuff I think is true. You tell me it's true. I believe you. And then I find out when I'm playing it, somebody will send me an email showing me how it's false or just afterward. Or was unverified, I should put it that way. So don't get caught up in that. Check us out. Check me out. You know, and I'm trying to bring you information you can work with. Doesn't always work, but I try. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time he's spending with us. All right, so we're talking about the RAS Music poll that shows that Donald Trump has soared to over 40% approval rate in the black community. Now, for comparison, back in August of 2019, Rasmussen's numbers showed that the black support for Trump, well, it was hanging in around 25-26%. So several polls conducted in December 2019 also showed black support for Trump right around 30%, so it was kind of climbing. The economy started to bounce back in May, seeing a record 2.5 million jobs added. The numbers will be encouraging for Trump, who, you know, last month saw his overall job approval rating sink to a two-year low. You know, people were victims of their last conversation. My voice is being silenced by free speech-hating Silicon Valley behemoths who want me to disappear. That was good, wasn't it? Some of the people that are posting information about Trump and about this are being squelched by the social media giants, including myself. How many of you signed up, or truly signed up, to get information about the show when it pops up, when we start? You're not getting it. Look at Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all you people who refuse to get away from it. Right? You just refuse. I don't know what to do with you. Because they're squelching our information. Now, I told you I'm working on something. I'm not going to let you know about it until I know it's up and running properly.
But I'm working on something to make sure that you can get the videos all the time, that we can get our message out all the time. We've moved over to, what do they call it now, Parler? I called it Parlay. At least that's what I always thought it was. P-A-R-L-E-R. It's like a Twitter. Right? They don't squelch our messages. We get a lot of play on that. And I appreciate that a lot. Because then we can get our message out. Once we get our message out, we get our numbers up, and everything's, well, everything's not wonderful, but everything's better for sure. All right, so like I said to you earlier, part of what I want to do is I want you to see, I want you to hear, truly, don't listen to BLM. Listen to real people that are living in these communities. All right? I mean, I've got, God bless the interweb. Because a lot of these people have smartphones with video. And they're taking pictures and they're telling the truth. People in the community are telling the truth. This one fellow looking around, he says, I can't believe what I'm seeing. Matter of fact, you need to listen to him. You need to hear what he says about the community. And this is great. Take a listen.
This is Dr. Kingsley Chen. I'm here in Chicago. And I've been grinding, but I gotta say something else in my mind. And I'm speaking just to people of all races who are trying every day to be the best they can be. They're trying to take care of themselves, they're trying to take care of their dreams, they're trying to take care of their families. And they're committed to that, right? That's what they're committed to. And what they look to the government and the country for, it's just support and opportunities, not for favors, not for acceptance, but just hate. Just give me an opportunity, okay? Now, there are plenty of opportunities here, unlimited. How do I know that? Because I came to this country with $47 in my pocket, and I knew what the formula is. Now, everybody knows the formula. You be disciplined, you grind, you find a way in, day by day just to make progress. And if you don't do that, then it's not going to go well for you.
And, you know, when you think about what is he saying here? Basically, you can make anything of yourself in this country. Right? You make good decisions. This is him. Stop glorifying and holding, you know, hold yourself accountable for what you do. Get past the government. Get past what the government's doing. I don't see why that's a bad message. There are so many people that hate guys like him. Look what he said. He came to this country, a black man, who's now a doctor, came to this country with $48 in his pocket. I'm sorry. I'm kind of confused here. I don't understand why he made it and others can't. Was he willing to put the time in? Was he willing not to sit there and totally get himself to the point where he thinks he's a victim and is never going to do any better? Never going to be able to change his circumstance? Now, for you BLM lovers, here's a woman who just, she doesn't understand what's going on. She's been in this community, right? She's been frequenting these stores. And basically what you've done is you've hurt her. BLM, you pushing these people to do what they're doing, you have hurt her. It's not cool. Take a listen.
Black Lives Matter.
I said
I work here part-time. Plus, I'm a part owner of this store. You said Black Lives Matter. Why don't you choke me? I'm black. Look what you did to my store.
Tell him, sister.
No. Look what you did to my store.
Tell him, sister. That's my, because I got they back. These are my tools right here. Good
men. Look at the things you've done.
Good men.
Look.
The Black Lives Matter.
We've been here all night cleaning up. All night cleaning.
Now, some of you can't see this, and I'm sorry, because I know it's radio, and I'm not trying to be, mean or bad about it or whatever. The place looks like a war zone, right? Black Lives Matter went through there. Their protest, right, tore her place apart. Tore her neighborhood. The neighborhood looks like something out of Beirut in the 70s. Tore her place apart. And you want to keep telling us how much you care about the black community. It is, you know, it's a distasteful example I give, but it's one that definitely drives the point home. How do you tell your wife, some of you people, how do you tell your wife you love her as you're beating her? It happens, and you know it. You can't. Doesn't make any sense. It's the same thing here. You can't say you care about black lives. You can't say black lives matter as you're destroying the lives and the livelihoods of some of these people feed their families from Black Lives Matter. Take a listen.
A black people matter right here with them. Well, tell me Black Lives Matter. You lied. You wanted to loot the store. You needed money. Get a job like I do. Stop stealing. It's the neighborhood. We trying to build it up, and you tearing it down. What's your problem?
And the beauty behind this is the black people around here are going, yes, this is true. You know, there are white people around her helping her. You know, the white people that don't care about blacks, they're around her cleaning up too. I had I don't want to give away too much of this. I know she doesn't listen to the show, so I'm not going to be. But when you're sitting here and somebody says to me, I didn't realize how many white people cared. This is somebody I talk to on a regular basis, a black woman. And I'm going, are you out of your mind? There are so many white people. Here's the problem. Even when we come out and we say we care, even when we come out and we try to help, we get pummeled by these BLM people. So I'm a senior host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Get a lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. And come on back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you would. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know what I mean? Seriously. I know a lot of people, you know, do the whole huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy Hollywood thing. That ain't Joe. Ain't going to happen. Really. Anyway, you know, again, we'll get back to just the crazy, crazy stories of the day, if you would. You know, I started a story earlier, but I wasn't able to finish it. Hopefully some of you would just bear with me for a minute. Santa Monica is one of those cities in California, like, you know, they welcome the homeless, they welcome everybody. They let you get away with just about anything, because they don't want you to feel bad about yourself. It's kind of like San Francisco South, you know what I'm saying? And it was a store there, Santa Monica Music Center. And for about 50 years, it was an oasis of arts and education. Right? Didn't care what color you were. Nobody got a leg up over somebody else. But in the riots that reached Santa Monica on Sunday, pretty much everything... Now, Santa Monica is not like an elitist white neighborhood. Let's be clear. Everything inside was damaged or stolen. Okay? And those who tried to defend the building had guns and other weapons that were pulled on them. Right? No law enforcement to be found. Remember, another Democrat, totally Democrat-run city. They pretty much want whatever happens, happens. It's not a problem for them. And it's wrong. It's dead wrong. That's why... Why would you not want the police? I mean, these people realize and understand now they have something. It was just a horror movie, Lana Negrete said. She now co-owns the center with her father, Chico, and he runs the business with her husband. They took everything from us, and no one stopped them. It was so violating. It's on 19th Street in Santa Monica Boulevard. It started in 1972 by Cuban Spanish brothers Paul Chico and Victor Fernandez. They rented out musical instruments at low cost to local schools. They were helping the community. Black, Hispanic, didn't matter. They didn't care. Right? Anyone who couldn't afford them, couldn't afford to buy their own, they took care of them. It's Upstairs Music School brought together a vast spectrum of the Southern California community, from low income, struggling, to the young, to the old. Terrible, isn't it? Why would you want a store like that? Why would you want anybody like that to make it in the neighborhood? There are so many of these stores. What bothers me, I grew up in a small neighborhood in the north end of Boston. You knew the shoemaker, you knew the kids. Went to school with a lot of these guys, the corner store, the bakery, the donut shop. Yeah, you know, I went there often. You know what I'm saying, though. That was a community. And when one of those stores had a fire or a problem or what have you, everybody got together to help out, because that's what a community does. Not here. The people that supported these BLM riots, they weren't helping the community. Not at all. They cared or cared less. Now, the future of the school is uncertain, or the establishment. You know, when all this stuff went down in broad daylight, just after 4 o'clock on Sunday, Negrete and her husband were at the beach with their two daughters, 10 and 12. They saw that one of the girls' bike tires had been slashed at the beach. Right? There was something of an omen in what was soon to come as the family made their way east towards their beloved business. We heard windows being smashed. We saw a woman with snakeskin pants with her face pressed up against the glass of our store. Then she called a group over. Right? Not Negrete. This was the woman who had her face smashed up against the window. Right? She said, I saw them trying to get in. I just started screaming and honking the horn. A neighboring business owner of a small pharmacy advised them to stand guard outside as a deterrent. He was already donning an AR-15 and a bulletproof vest. She called a group of her friends over to help at the scene. We went in and started hiding what instruments we could. We moved the refrigerator to barricade the door. We wrote minority owned across the front, she said. But soon it started with groups of 5, then groups of 10. Most with backpacks or skateboards on. They had machetes. Why didn't the police move in, at least on the ones that had machetes? Because the Dems don't care. Look at the major cities and how much destruction went down and how much protection was allowed on these minority-owned businesses. A few minutes later, when Negrete dared look again at what was going on, there were hundreds of people barreling towards them in a scene she depicted as just pandemonium. There were cars speeding through the center. She said, including some she saw that were a brand new Mercedes SUV. Right? Trunks were popping open. They stopped in front of the store, threw what they could in the trunk, and went. I saw a 16-year-old girl designer clothes stealing from inside my store. I saw a woman with a small child on her back. And a 13-year-old son by her side who looked nervous. Get out of the car, run in, and start stealing stuff. Does this sound like a group of people that are trying to build up the community? Sharpton, Jackson, you know, the mayor of L.A., the mayor of San Francisco, the mayor of Portland, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. I know you don't care what I have to say. I realize that. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You were elected to protect everybody, not a certain group of people. Not you weren't elected to decide to make up the law as you go. That's not why they didn't elect you, because they thought you were a wonderful person who would figure out how to make things happen. They wanted you to enforce the law. They wanted you to make the city stronger and better. And none of you have done that. Not a one. This is a 50-year-old family-owned business by a bunch of immigrants that came to this country to make a better move. They went ahead. They helped low-income people. And you elected officials who should be ashamed of yourselves. In Santa Monica, you allowed these stores to be destroyed. You allowed the stores to be destroyed. And the more they show up, the worse the violence got, the worse the smashing got. You had people with machetes. You had gunshots fired. People who were trying to help this minority-owned business had guns pulled on them. One of the guys got out of his car, looked at my friend's baseball cap and said, "What the F are you doing with that?" Pulled out his gun. Another friend had a gun put in his face and was called, I can't even clean this one up. And where'd they get all these bricks? What building did they tear down to get? Are you telling me they just happened to see one on the ground? Because if they brought one with them, that's premeditated, right? It wasn't like a momentary flare-up of emotion. In the end, and over the course of many hours, criminals had a field day taking dozens of cellos and trumpets and basses and amplifiers, speakers, random merchandise, including T-shirts. And the funny thing about it was, those T-shirts, every one of them sold went towards giving a child. The money went to giving a child a private lesson. A needy child. Not any child. A needy child. But that wasn't enough for these thugs. They destroyed everything. They destroyed the cash register. I hope I'm getting some of you so mad you don't know what to do with yourself. Right? Just 2 days before the looting, the Santa Monica Music Center had unlocked its doors for the first time in almost 3 months following the lockdown. Now, you know, tell me this isn't all planned out. The impeachment goes sideways. The coronavirus, after them telling us, after Pelosi, Schumer, de Blasio, I go through the whole list of Democrats said, nothing to see here, keep going. Right? Now, as of Wednesday, she said that the police still had not come to take a report. They're not going to, lady, they're not going to take a report. You might as well put it all together, put the information together, and bring it to them, because they're not going to do anything for you. Right? This stuff is already ready to be pawned, given away, or whatever. She said when she pushed them for a time frame, they said, ready for this, could take about 2 or 3 weeks. Right? She said, I even have the cell phone of one of the looters. I'd start calling the numbers. I would start texting and calling the numbers on the phone. I really would. She also pointed out that some of the cellos and other instruments that they know belong to them are showing up on Craigslist. Right? I mean, just amazing. Joe Senior, your host. Look, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Have a great rest of the day and stay safe. Don't be a hero just to be a hero.